When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffalo.
Oh yes, here we are again. Another episode of Like-Minded Friends.
We're back, baby.
We are back. Susie, how are your pots doing?
On the balcon?
Sur le balcon, sur la terrasse.
Non grata.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I've put no effort in, Tom, because I've been waiting to move house for what feels like 1,000 years. Can you believe I've been in this process since January?
Gosh, that's stressful, isn't it? That's a long time.
It's a long time. Mm. So I sort of thought, fuck the plants this year, because I thought I would be in Brighton.
Well, we all thought we'd be in Brighton. Well, don't worry, Suze. Don't worry.
So I'm going to do something, but currently it's just mud and bulbs in a shoebox.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. And the bulbs, just give them a little trickle. And actually, mine are sort of coming back. Mine are coming back already.
Yeah.
Second season. Yeah.
I'm going to... Your garden is very inspiring, you see, Tom.
Oh, Susie, thank you.
So, but my garden in my new house is currently not inspiring. So I'm going to be doing a lot of... I'm going to be giving it a lot of love.
Wildflowers, I've been very pleased with. I'll say that. And vegetables, a lot of joy.
Did you just ding them out with the wildflowers? Because that's what it sort of says on... If you watch like an Instagram gardening thing, this is how old I am and who I want to be before anyone has any judgment. Yes, I know.
No.
My Instagram, I've muted everyone other than like 5 people.
Yeah, that's what I do now. Mm.
And I basically follow people that are doing massive renovations of really old houses.
Yeah, I like that. Man with a Hammer is one of my favourites. Man with a Hammer.
Is that?
That's legit. That's not. That is a family.
It's PG friendly. Okay, fine. Yeah, when they're like, we bought this house that was built in the 1800s, and no one's touched it since.
Yes. Where are these houses? Ones. Yeah.
Oh, I think like Midwest America. I've decided.
Oh, there's a lot in America. Yeah, that's
there's a
true.
Lot in America. They look like the house that the Sanderson sisters live in.
Oh,
in Hocus Pocus.
They sort of, I think in America as well, I don't know if they have like listing in the same way that we do in conservation areas. Like we have quite a lot of protection of old buildings, whereas
yes,
I don't know if they do necessarily.
So they're allowed to go in and just lop a wall through without having to speak to the...
I think, but maybe I'm wrong.
The police? I don't know.
The police.
Who do you have to speak to in this country?
The police. Yeah, the police.
It's a grade 2 list of building. I'll call the police.
Yeah, just call the police. That's the best thing.
Hello.
Hello. What's your emergency? Well, I don't like my wall.
Yeah. I would like to have a little alcove. What do you think about
a breakfast
PC?
Nook? Yeah.
I'd love a breakfast nook.
Well, you might get one if you keep...
That's the thing, Tom.
Everything goes to
You've plan. Got to believe that it could happen. Mm.
Vegetables, I've been very pleased with.
Well, we all know you've done very well with the vegetables, Tom. That's the thing.
If anything, I've planted them too close together. My vegetable patch could have filled the whole garden. I've crowded. I've
You're
overcrowded.
Basically Charlie Dimmock.
Basically, yeah. I don't...
You don't wear a bra.
I don't wear a bra.
Good
so
for
I'm
you.
The same.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say. So are you just dinging out those wildflower seeds?
I actually bought them. I cheated. But I bought them. But you can... But I think if you buy them as seeds and keep them watered and stuff, then they do yield.
Okay.
I've not had much success with those ones where it's just like, you know, you go to a restaurant or something and they're like, seed bombs, just plant a seed bomb. But they might work. But personally, I've not had a lot of results.
Yeah, like sometimes when you get the bill, they'll give you like a matchstick case and be like, it's for a chili plant.
Oh, yeah. I've never had much. I mean, people
do. Who's doing that?
But I wish I had the time. I wish I never have the right pot ready to go. But I'm sure if you do, it's quite a fun thing to do.
I'm sure.
I like my pelargoniums.
She's got a greenhouse that's very good.
Who has?
Kerry Godleyman.
Has she?
She's got a greenhouse and she's, I think it was tomatoes when I was there, but she was doing ever so
well. Oh, tomatoes are abundant, yeah. Pelargoniums, I'm a big fan of. A scented pelargonium. I've got my hazelnut pelargoniums, which I bought on my birthday. And they are my pride and joy, actually. I keep a close eye on them. I worry about them drying out. I think they seem to thrive in a slightly darker environment. I don't put them anywhere in full sun.
That's like me.
Yeah, absolutely. You, Bureau de Change. and hydrangeas. The hydrangeas sometimes, I think, are getting a bit beaten by the sun, so I have to move them around a bit because they're in pots.
That's the thing, Tom. I'm very much looking forward to having a garden, but it is work, isn't it?
It is work, but you know what? It's 10 minutes at the end of the day, and you always feel better for it. There's something about it. The garden takes it.
Of Eden.
Takes the Garden of Eden. It takes your stresses. So
that's good. That's good. Soak some down. So I thought this episode, maybe we should get some more audience correspondence.
I would love
people
to hear
from
people
getting in touch all the time.
Please.
And so I feel like we ought to be chatting.
Yep, I'd love that.
We should be chatting all the time to these gorgeous people. Hi, Tom and Susie, or Toosie, if you will.
Why have we never thought of that?
No, and we've... Do you remember when I used to talk about melging words?
Yeah, we used to melge all the time. Portmanteaus. Yeah.
Love, love, love the podcast. I love listening to your conversations, and you two seem to have a lovely friendship. Oh. It's all fake. We hate each other.
It's all just for the cameras. Yeah.
It's all for the cameras on Zoom. Mm. I have a very important question to ask you both, which I basically ask everyone when I first meet them.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm very curious to know your answers.
Blood type.
Blood type, yeah. The question is, rate these 5 carbs.
Okay.
From your least favourite to your favourite.
Least favourite to favourite, okay.
Pasta, bread, noodles, rice, potatoes. Personally, so this is least... to favourite.
Yeah.
Least favourite to favourite. So they say, personally, I am noodles, pasta, rice, bread, potatoes. Potatoes are just so versatile. Chips, yeah. Crisps, wedges, jackets, mash, roast, waffles, smiley faces. The list goes on and on.
The list goes on and on. Skins, I was thinking about. Not just the
E4 series. So nice.
Crispy, yeah.
Thank you once again for your wonderful podcast.
Thank you.
Tom, I can't wait to see your new show in February next year.
Oh, bless you for that.
At the Lowestoft?
Lowestoft, darling, yeah.
As I have never seen your stand-up live, and I'm very excited. Susie, I once saw you do a gig in Cambridge pre-COVID with a bunch of other stand-ups, and you were hilarious. Since then, you've been my favourite female comic.
Wow.
Looking forward to seeing your careers blossom more in the future. Blossom, that's awesome. Very good, because we've been talking about the garden.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work, and that's from Enya in Norwich.
Oh, Enya.
Do you think it's the Enya?
I hope so. I hope Enya's moved to Norwich.
That'd be good for her.
I remember we used that piece of music in Top Infants when we did the school assembly, and we did it about water.
Did you have to do some sort of dancing?
I was playing Noah from Noah's Ark. We had a ship's wheel that I had to look like I was steering. And also other people from the class had to get hold of big sheets of blue material and flap it like waves.
Would you say that you were the lead? Was it a principal role?
I would say I was the lead, yeah.
How old would you have been at that point?
Top Infants would have been about 6.
Did you have any lines?
No, it was a narration-only situation. I think somebody else was narrating.
That's a shame, because did you always have such a lovely voice?
Well, thank you for that. I was bullied, as discussed, for having a posh voice. Why'd you talk like that? But it was my
That was me that used to bully Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Susie used to find me across the country and still take the piss out of me. I did sometimes get the role of narrator, but I remember once getting it and I petered off at the end and I didn't realise. And my parents mentioned it to me and it's always been a source of great insecurity.
What do you mean that you sort of at the end of it?
I was like, and then I can't remember what the story was, but like, water is very important to us. We drink it and we use it to wash. It is also used in lots of other things. And I went quiet at the end. And I didn't realise I'd done it until afterwards.
So I've always been that why now with your stand-up, you finish like this?
Yes, exactly. That's why. It all starts somewhere. People think
That's the thing.
Yeah.
We are all just dealing with what someone told us as a child.
Absolutely. Just repeating. Yeah.
That's what we do. I was never in, like, I never got a part in the Nativity. Never had any big parts at school.
Susie, why? What? Who were they?
I don't know. I assume they couldn't bear the talent.
Probably. Jealousy, up. Yeah. Of course.
Did your mum used to say that about, like, anyone that was ever mean to you? They're jealous
of you, yeah. Just ignore them.
They're jealous.
It's quite hard to ignore them, though, isn't it, when there's only, like, 28 of you in a class that you have to spend all day every day with. But, yeah.
And you're, like, spotty and struggling internally, thinking, why would anyone be jealous of this?
Oh, but people are, Suze. People are.
Jealous. Could you rate your carbs, please?
Oh, sorry, yes.
For God's sake, Tom, can you get back on the bloody money?
I think rice, noodles, pasta, bread, potatoes. Was that the five?
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. That's my list too.
It was a real toss-up between bread and potatoes. My background is Irish. I don't know if I mentioned that.
How do you feel about potato bread?
Love it. Yeah, love it. Yeah, nice, so nice, light. Nice, light food that is. Yes.
Delicious.
I like that. I do love bread, though.
Yeah, and also bread is quite versatile because you could have a roll. You could have
a cob.
A tiger bread. You could have a naan bread.
A crusty bloomer.
Oh. Speaking my language. That's like dirty talk to me.
Yeah, that is, isn't it? Even a... there's so many different bread options, aren't there?
One of those bao buns.
Bao buns, yes.
They're so nice. That's bread.
That's bread, basically, isn't it? Kingsmill, Hovis, Warburtons.
Do you say Warburtons? I say Warburtons.
Yeah, I think that's right. Warburtons. Oh. I like them all. I like all the brands. I like a rye bread. I like a dark rye. I like a light rye.
Oh, do you know what? I think rye can fuck off. Isn't that just quite a lot of work for bread?
The dark rye that Marks and Spencer's do. I'm not just saying
Clang.
That. Clang. I'm not just saying that. It is very nice. It is lovely, actually.
And do you toast it?
Can do. It's lovely, fresh.
Oh, look. I'll pop around.
A multi-seeded boule. A sourdough, a French stick.
See? This should be, if you ever get asked to do mastermind, you should
listing
you
should breads.
Version, like you should do types of bread.
Oh yeah, I would love that. What is the gluten? Yeah, it would be things like that, and I'd be like, oh, boring. I love bread, but
yeast.
It's a lot about yeast. Yeah, I don't really understand how all that works, but yeah, I like. I do like bread. And as my friend Alexa always used to say, quoting Delia
Smith.
Friend of the show. Would say, and she would be quoting Delia Smith, and we'd often repeated it, is in Europe, you can eat bread and cheese alone. Because as you cross the borders, both the bread and the cheese changes. And you can eat, and never be bored. You'll never be bored.
That's nice. When you said alone, I thought you meant by yourself.
Well, one would be one on one's own, I think. On that sort of journey, bread and cheese journey. Because you wouldn't want to share it.
That's true. That's true. Do you like a soft cheese with your bread?
Oh, yes, please. Also, when I was in France.
Bonjour.
Briefly for holidays. I've noticed how they like to serve the cheese before the dessert and sometimes without bread at all, just with a knife and fork.
What?
I know, it's quite shocking to a British ear.
Oh my God, talking of cheese.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? When me and Maisie, Adam, were flying, the man next to us.
Oh my goodness,
Had sort of brought a picnic. But one would imagine that if you were in a airport, you might just nip to a Pret.
Yes, whatever's available.
Whatever's available. He had a blue bag. Yeah. Sort of blue bag you might get in an offie.
Okay.
And out of it, he pulled a block of blue cheese.
Blue cheese?
On a flight.
Not very sociable.
He didn't have anything to get into it with, Tom, so he used a biro.
Oh my goodness, this is the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
So we were...
This is terrible.
I mean, Maisie and I do, we really suffer with getting the giggles when we work together.
Oh.
So we were, I would say, like, completely hysterical. Completely hysterical when he started, like, stabbing it with a biro. He also did it was one of those clicky biros, and it didn't work until he clicked out the actual pen bit, because he needed something sharp. It was blue, so he wouldn't have known if he'd drawn
on
it.
That's true, yes.
And then he's got his little tray table down. He pulls out his blue bag. He then then he's just got a lump of blue cheese that's open, that's sort of like falling out onto his table. He's then like, he's brushing it off his little tray table onto a biscuit. I suppose you can't take a knife.
But you could ask for one, I think. Like a small one.
I don't
know
whether EasyJet would have given him one. We were on EasyJet, Tom. You just don't know whether they'd have that sort of thing to hand.
Yes, when I went to Tenerife, we were EasyJet, and that's where I got the Spanish tapas box. Do you remember the concertina of ham?
I do remember the concertina of ham. It sounded vile. Mm. So he's munching away. Maisie and I are utterly hysterical.
Oh, I can imagine.
He starts eating it like an apple. Just biting into it. This is what we're doing. We're biting into it. So then he finishes and you're like, okay, well, I guess that's over now. Then he pulled out some loose ham. Who has loose ham?
Loose ham. What do you mean?
Loose ham.
What do you mean loose?
Well, I said loose ham, and Maisie said that sounds like an improv group in Edinburgh.
Oh yeah, it does. I can't see them. 4 o'clock.
So then he brought out some loose ham and started just eating that loose.
So we didn't have that with the cheese. Surely that would be a perfect combination. A little, if anything, a sort of keto receptacle.
Well, I thought he could have rolled it up.
Yeah, exactly right. I love a roll of ham.
A roll of ham with a bit of blue cheese squished into it. As you can imagine, it smelt dreadful.
I was going to say, it's
like
confined
the smell
space.
Was unacceptable.
I'm not a fan of blue cheese myself.
That surprises me.
Yeah, I know.
Because it feels like the kind of thing that, yeah, I can imagine you try to get into it. It's very refined. Mm. And I'm always surprised when I do something that's more refined than you, because I love blue cheese.
Oh, do you? We could have had some from him.
Yeah, well, so I leant over. I had a bite. I said, pass it down.
Yeah, I'd love to nosh into that. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, nosh.
Mm. Horrible word.
So then he's just munching away, pulling loose bits of ham out of a blue bag. I mean, I couldn't
what
get over
of ham
it,
was
Tom.
It? Was it a York ham, as they call it in Spain? Or was
it had a crust on it.
I'm sorry, what? What
you know,
mean?
Like a crust around the side. You know when it's got
a
that
breaded
orange
ham.
Crust?
A breaded ham.
Breaded.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that weird stuff that's around the side of ham.
Well, I'm sure it's...
It feels like jelly.
You.
No, thank you.
I don't think you're ready for that. So
No, I absolutely weren't.
Oh my goodness. And was he... Did you sort of look at him? Did he kind of show any kind of signs of remorse?
Well, then...
Oh no, it gets worse.
No, it doesn't get worse. But then he started chatting to us. I mean, he obviously hadn't thought that anything that he was doing was unusual.
Oh no.
And he was telling us that he was going to give a talk on architecture.
Oh, typical. Classic academic.
Yeah, is that a classic academic? Just being like,
so.
I'm going to do this now.
I have a block of cheese and I'm going to eat it and I don't care. I normally spend most of my time in a library, so no one sees me.
But I think that if you're in a library, you shouldn't eat blue cheese, because some of those books are very, very old.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't want a crumb of dolce latte in your leaves.
No, absolutely not.
In your pages.
In your complete works of Shakespeare.
Which no doubt he's reading as an architectural.
Of course. Shows how often I go to a library.
Yeah.
What have they got in there? Shakespeare or something? I can't understand it.
Shakespeare in there. Yeah. Figure one. I think lots of books that say things like figure one, figure two, little sketches of cornicing. That little...
Cornicing? You know. What's cornicing? Isn't that those very small sort of gherkins that go in the fridge?
Oh, that's cornichon. Oh, but that would be nice on a wall.
Do you know, if he had bought out a cornichon, I would have got on board. I fucking love a cornichon. I would have leant over and borrowed one.
Come on, why hasn't he got a little selection of... He's planned it, but he obviously hasn't. What has he done? And how has he got that through a metal detector?
Well, this is my question. And would that do anything to cheese?
Could it be bad for it? Would it be... I don't know. I mean, has he bought it in the airport, maybe?
No, I don't think there... I mean, unless he went to the Marks before you go through. But there was no way...
Then you it through.
But that's the thing, Tom. I didn't understand it. It was such a confusing time.
And how long was that flight?
3.5 hours. So
that's a long time.
He munched in at about 30 minutes in, I'd say. And I would say that pong stayed in the air for the whole time.
I bet it did. I bet everybody was looking at each other.
Yeah, and I was worried they thought it was me. Because not everyone knew that a man next to me was attacking a blue cheese with a biro.
Since we're putting things in order, can I just say, on the way to Tenerife...
Go on.
Firstly, they didn't have very many snacks available. They just had a limited amount of booze. It's quite a long flight, by the way. And then in the last 45 minutes, a child got up with her grandmother, I think, or auntie, and promptly vomited in the aisle. So, and then we had to deal with that. So what would be worse? What's worse? What's worse? It's what's worse. It's a tough one, isn't it?
Oh my God, that is.
That was bad.
I mean.
Quite near, because I was on the aisle as well.
Oh God, were you any help?
No. If screaming is a form of help, then yes. Crying and pulling at the door. But I don't know how helpful that is.
I don't think it was that helpful. But no. I'm happy to be wrong.
Sure.
I'm happy to be wrong in that. Should we have another listener correspondence?
Yes.
Hi, Tom and Susie. I started listening to your podcast possibly around March of this year.
Oh.
And I'm almost in the year 2020 of your podcasts. Well, so when they listen to this...
They go back.
Oh, do you think they're going backwards? Oh. I mean, I don't know. It's all very
confusing. Someone's getting a message.
Sorry, Faye just texted me. I'll start again, shall I?
No, I quite like it. It's real.
Is it okay?
Keep it real. Yes,
keep it real. Faye's just messaged. We're going to try and hang out soon.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's great. Well, you certainly make washing the dishes a lot more fun. Mm. I tend to listen while I'm cooking, washing up, and sometimes when I'm out for a walk.
Ooh.
I often run into the living room to my housemate to play her snippets of what I've just heard, and it makes us both laugh. That's so nice.
Oh.
I'm an ally. I said that in a really funny way, sorry. I'm an ally and I've seen you both on the TV in the past. And when I stumbled across the podcast, I had to listen to it and I haven't looked back. I love the outfit descriptions and the details in your story. Mm. Your podcast reminds me of conversations me and my sisters have together, always changing the topic and weaving in and out of stories.
Oh.
I'm getting through the podcast.
Faye is very keen to make contact. Faye is she okay?
Yeah. I mean, she's just, yeah. So yeah, I think she's quite keen to make contact. Sorry, she just sent three messages back to back.
What do you think about that? Sorry, just on a talking of interweaving different conversations.
Yes.
I'm a big fan. If I've got a message to send, I send it.
One big lump.
I don't care for this, like, and another thing, and also, and here's a thing, and here's a kiss, and here's a PS, and here's a joke I just thought of. I put it all in one message. Also, email, stop saying hope you're well. You don't care.
So how do you start an email?
Hi. Or, no, get rid of that. Straight in with a question. What are your thoughts about this? Or, can you answer this question? Or,
oh my God, you're so direct.
You've got to be, Suze. You've got to be, otherwise you're all day. Hope it's fine. Hi, how are you? Stop asking that. No one cares.
No, don't you just do like, I hope you had a nice weekend?
No, you don't.
Because you don't give a fuck about people's weekends?
No, I didn't have one, so why should they?
You did have a weekend.
I did it, didn't you? I did, but I was working, so that's different.
Oh, so... So no one else gets one?
No, no one else gets one. And if they did get one, I certainly don't want to know that they had a good one.
Oh, God.
Hope you're well. Hope this finds you well. Hi, hope you're well.
No, hate it.
Get rid of it. Absolutely. Best.
Oh, God. Regards, Tom.
Regards. Yeah, I don't even put that a lot of the time.
Just tea.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting more like that. Oh, that's what... I used to think, oh, gosh, older people are so abrupt. And now I'm like, no, time's running out. I haven't got much longer on this earth. Come on, I haven't got time for happy worlds.
I think you do, Tom. You're not even 40 yet.
I know, but I feel the sands of time. I feel them. You know?
Well, that's the sandpit that you've put in your garden.
Well, that's the problem. I do spend a lot of time in there.
As you well know, I'm someone that sends like a couple of messages because I sort of do it as I'm thinking.
Well, that's okay.
I feel like I send that to you quite a lot.
No,
like,
no.
Oh, also... Mm. But I'm allowed to do it because you love me, so it's fine.
It's different.
Anyone else. It's different with me.
It's different.
I'm getting through the podcasts and I hope to catch up someday.
Oh.
I'm a Brit abroad.
Hello.
Who teaches English and dabbles in translation. And I live in Madrid.
Oh, the dream. Living in Spain. Oh.
There's pride every year and I wondered if you've ever been to...
Madrid.
Now, Ugoyo. Ugoyo?
Oh,
Orgullo in Spain before. I've not been. If you ever come to Madrid, I'd be happy to show you around and help you with the old Espanol.
Sí, muy bien. I would love to have some ham there.
We can even find somewhere for Tom to have one of his brandy coffees.
Oh, I'd love that. Spanish brandy. Torres.
I hope you're well and dashingly dressed and having lots of fun.
Well, thank you.
I'm currently in just knickers and a vest.
I'm actually in some swimming shorts and a t-shirt.
There you go. Looking forward to the next podcast. Sarah, P.S. I'm that far behind that I tried the old email. So I listened to the last two episodes, the one about Tom's swimaway trunks in Tenerife, and found the new email. P.P.S. Love the new jazzy theme tune. I now imagine you're both sitting in a jazz bar wearing velvet smoking jackets whilst doing the podcast and sipping cocktails.
That's absolutely correct.
That's what we're doing.
I wish I was somebody who could sip a cocktail.
And not just down it.
Not just down it.
Like,
yeah, like I'm in Magaluf or something.
Magaluf.
Magaluf. I just down it. I downed a vodka martini the other day so quickly. Oh, I could barely focus.
They're like petrol.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, they're so strong. Rose Johnson made me one, friend of the show. It was excellent, but God, I was absolutely shit-faced.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Had two of them.
Yeah. Well, it's something, there's a rule about one. One's not enough, two's just right, three's too many or something.
Three's, you've got a problem.
Three, yeah, go.
I've never been to Madrid Pride. Alice goes. Alice went this year.
Oh, yeah. She went, yeah, did she love
loves
it?
She loves it, but she loves that boom boom music, doesn't she?
Ah, boom, 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 I want you in my room.
That's it, she exclusively listens to the Venga Boys.
Yeah, she loves them, doesn't she?
Well, the Venga Bus is coming.
It is, isn't it? Can I make a request stop? The well, yeah, people love it there, don't they? More than Barcelona, dare I put the two in the same sentence even.
I was once at Barcelona Pride by accident, and all I really remember seeing, it was such a long time ago, and it wasn't that I was drunk, I just can't really remember it, was three drag queens dressed as the Spice Girls.
What about, well, who do they leave out?
I don't think there was a Jerry, which is a surprise because it's such an easy one to do.
But she did leave first. So
there you go,
expect?
They might have been doing the holler era.
Yeah, might be that lineup. Stuffy.
Well, we should go to more prides.
I would love that. I would love to do that, like, as I've said before, I think, on the podcast, the dream of rich old gays to just, like, go on a world pride tour, you know? Just pride hopping.
Nice.
Sort of like rich old gays do it.
Yeah. I mean, surely a TV channel can organise that for us.
Oh, you'd think so, right?
You'd think so. Come on. Pride hopping with Susie and Tom.
Pride hopping. But it, you can't. The trouble is, a lot of the time, it is just getting drunk in the street, isn't it? So there's only
I'm
so
not
much.
Sure. How much people want to watch that at home? We probably have to do something quite cultural as well. They'd probably be quite. Look.
Yeah. Look.
Here we are in Athens.
Yeah, we've come to this traditional dancing group. You know.
Susie's like, being violently sick.
Susie has puked up against the Acropolis again.
You know how I love being sick on monuments.
You do. You love it. You love
it. I love it. It's my thing.
Great.
I don't know what I was going to say then. Oh. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. It's so hot in here. My God, I'm dying.
Oh, my goodness. What about Mozzie Bites? You getting a lot of those, Suze? Because I am.
Are you? That means you've got sweet, sweet, sweet blood.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's all that sugar and stuff I consume, I suppose. But
sweet, sweet blood.
Bites that will not be scratched. Will not be
what
scratched.
What do you mean?
Well, however much I scratch them, they're still itching.
Well, you've got to stop scratching them, babes.
Oh, I've used a key.
You'll get one of those pens that have got, like,
cooling stuff, yes.
Yeah, because they love Anne Ruffle and she swears by them.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think of that.
Mum gets bit.
I took off the cover of my remote control to use the sharp bit that holds it in. You know, the sort of clip that holds it in.
Oh, Tom, that's really grim.
Yeah, and I was scratching with that because that was the only thing that I could find that was sharp enough that wasn't a knife. That's how itchy it was getting.
Oh, that's so grim.
And
you can get some
arm.
Stuff
real...
in the chemist where you like that you dab on it.
You know I
it's
don't believe
like
in modern
TCP.
Medicine. I had one on my arm yesterday, Suze. It was like a real... I do believe in modern medicine, by the way. But a real welt on my arm. It was very unpleasant.
Oh. I was saying, do you want to hang out this week? But it sounds vile.
Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah. well, Tom... We're both still going out on tour in the spring. You
yes.
can get details for Tom's at tomindeed.com.
Yes.
Is that your website?
Yes.
You can find out the details of my tour at susieruffle.com. Yeah. I think it's fair to say both of us are adding dates, so if we're not coming Absolutely. To your town just yet,
don't panic.
Probably will be.
They'll be added. Yeah, they're going to be added.
And Tom's book is now available for pre-order.
And Susie's doing a special one-off of her podcast out live at the Soho Theatre.
Live!
I say one-off, I'm sure there'll be others, but a special
No, it's one-off. That's it. I'm doing it. That's it. And then it's done.
It's not true. There's a thirst for them.
A thirst, indeed. But yeah, but we'll see you next week, won't we, Tom?
You betcha. You betcha.
Okay,
all right, everybody. Bye for now. Okay, bye.
Bye.